now tuned in to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for the best and latest of Chinese and Korean pop music, as well as indie music, Asian entertainment news, and special features of talented Canadian artists. Every Wednesday from 4 p.m. to 5 p.m. for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. For CITR 101.9 FM, I'm your host, Steve Zhang, live in the city of Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. First off, a happy June, everybody. It's the start of a brand new month, the month which is kind of considered the official start of summer. So I want to thank you for joining me on this beautiful, maybe not so beautiful, June afternoon, but I appreciate your company. Anyway, we're going to go into the first song of the day. Now, if you'll indulge me for a little bit, this is going to be a bit of a lesson, a very informative session, if you will. So the first song of the day is by a very renowned singer-songwriter by the name of Cui Jian, and he is considered, in China, the father of Chinese rock. He is an absolute musical icon, one of the very first to really tackle this genre of music, and who actually is very true to that rock music style. So here's where the history lesson comes in. Cui Jian actually started getting a lot really famous in the 1980s, and it was thanks to this one song, perhaps his most famous song to this very day. It's called Yi Wu Suo You, or I Have Nothing or Nothing to My Name, as the official English name of that. It was released in 1986, and it was around starting this year that there were many student protests in China, and it kind of became the unofficial anthem of the 1989 Tiananmen Square protests. And he had actually performed the song there during those protests, and a lot of these students, they got up and they started singing with him, which was actually rare for music performances in China. Very rarely you saw people jump up and sing along as the performer was doing his thing. So the protests started. It was really due to increasing frustration with the government. After Mao, Chairman Mao, Mao Zedong, after he had passed, China began shifting economically into sort of a more capitalist system. But this brought a lot of problems. While a lot of people actually welcomed these reforms, they decollectivized industries and agriculture, and people who ran these farms were actually able to keep some of the money that they made for themselves. And of course, issues began creeping in. There was a lot of corruption that was happening. There was favoritism, nepotism. People with connections got jobs and monies and good. And a lot of these people, especially young, especially people in the younger generation, they were barred from opportunities for jobs, for going overseas. And especially amongst students and intellectuals, there was a rising interest in politics. And that culminated in the demonstrations that occurred. Now, of course, there was a state campaign that broke them up, but that did not stop the 1989 protests. Students and mostly people within the young generation, even professors and workers, they felt disillusioned. They felt abandoned by the government, that they had been thrown away by the government, that the government itself had abandoned its ideals. Overall, there was just this insane lack of faith in the future for themselves and for their country. And of course, we can't forget that with the 1989 protests, there was a military crackdown. Soldiers opened fire on these unarmed demonstrators, leaving hundreds dead, many more wounded. And they had all done that. These protesters, they had died. They were hurt in the name of reform, in the name of a brighter tomorrow. So that's kind of where Cui Jian's song comes in, because lyrically, it's singing, it's kind of a story, singing to an unnamed girl, asking for her love, and this person is repeatedly scorned. It can be interpreted as simply a love story, but others, and this is probably the more accurate one, say that it's a metaphor, a political metaphor. It reflected the situation of the younger generation, their feeling of lack of individual freedom, feeling humiliated. That's, again, of course, the more likely one. And this song was also stood out in its time because it encouraged freedom of expression, the freedom to really stand out as an individual, which was a contrast to some older music, which had encouraged really the opposite, conformity and, I guess, obedience. So that's coming up first on Asian Wave 101.
Oh,
That was Cui Jian with Nothing to My Name. So you can kind of hear within that song itself. It's a little bit different from the usual sort of rock style. It's a little more true to that genre, but you can also hear that there is a lot of influences from traditional Chinese music, and that's what he was really aiming for. He was trying to mix these two sounds, kind of create that individual style that he wanted to portray, and it really, I guess, lent to the storytelling behind behind his message. And that's one of the things that I absolutely love about music. It can be, and it really is, a platform for social change. This was a song that resonated with the youth. They fought for reform, the possibility of a brighter future. It really puts into perspective the high cost of that freedom, the ability to decide your own fate. This song is not just a classic Chinese song. It's more than just a piece of musical history. This is a piece of history because it just resonated in such a way that people took this and they sang it. They used this as one of the ways of expressing their frustration and used it in their fight for what they wanted. So moving on from that, though, for the next song, I have something on a drastically different note. It's by a Korean girl group under JYP Entertainment called Twice. It's their new song, Cheer Up, and it's a highly bubbly, very happy, fun sort of song. In its composition, it's actually very reminiscent of J-pop. It's very fast-paced, there's a lot of synthesizers going on, and it's sung in a bit of a higher octave, too. In the lyrics, though, lyrically, this song is actually a little bit braggadocious. It's bragging a little bit. In the lyrics, it actually says, "He says I'm pretty. He can't breathe. His heart feels strange." It's almost as if they're leading this guy on a little bit. And they're really just saying, not yet. It's not that they don't feel the same yet. It's just that right now just isn't the right time. But you should cheer up because we can still be something. Again, this is just lots and lots of fun. Very fun sort of track. And that's next, Twice, with Cheer Up. Here to cheer you up on Asian Wave 101.
Baby, 너무 빨리 싫어 성인을 더 멀리 Are you interested in Indigenous issues? Do you get ticked off with ongoing colonization? Do you have something to say? Or do you want to learn more? We have just the thing. Join UBC's first ever Indigenous Radio Collective at CITR Radio, Unceded Musqueam Territories. Our show, Unceded Airwaves, airs every Monday from 11 to 12, and we meet from 12 to 1 to plan our upcoming shows. We're interested in content covering various things from film to literature, current day politics, history, whatever you want to talk about, we're into it. Everyone welcome, Indigenous and non-Indigenous.
We're from the UBC Food Society.
Yummy!
And we're the only food club at UBC.
We're about feeding students, but also teaching them how to feed themselves. Through our restaurant outings and cooking workshops, we hope to expose you guys to the diversity of cultures, flavors, and food communities Vancouver has to offer.
So if you want to get involved, email us at foodsociety@gmail.com. Or check up on our website at www.ams.ubc.ca/clubs/foodsociety. Or you can even join our Facebook group.
We are back live on Asian Wave 101 on CITR 101.9 FM, live in Vancouver from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. Right before the break was Twice with Cheer Up. Fun fact, there was a part in this song where member Sana went Chingurur Mana Nura Shai Shai Shai. So that little part actually right there has become a viral meme in South Korea. So she's supposed to be saying shy, but due to pronunciation, it sounds more like sha, 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 sha. Very adorable, very cute, and it's become somewhat such a trend in South Korea. Many celebrities have filmed themselves doing this thing. Just a brief video of themselves just saying that line, da, 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 sha, sha, sha. And it's getting quite a lot of traction. I'm actually amazed that it's survived this long. And, you know, but whatever works. And trends are always, I guess, just such a fickle thing. But again, very, very, it's just a very cute thing. And it's hard to get angry at something like that, something that's just so adorable. Next up, though, something that's not as adorable, unless this is something adorable to you. It's by Korean hip-hop boy band Monsta X. They're signed with Starship Entertainment, the home to Korean girl group Sistar, among others. Their latest single, Gotta, or All In. It's off their new EP, The Clan Part 1, Lost. In terms of composition, this song is, to put it simply, very eclectic. It's a mix of hip-hop, some trap influences, some R&B, and even some dance pop. It's a very fragmented song because each of those individual styles, when it becomes obvious that that's what's playing right now, it's very fragmented. They stand out very much, but it works. The parts from the raps to the singing, the different styles, they just blend extremely well. They transition very, very smoothly. The raps give this sort of raw energy to the song. And then once we get into that melodic and oddly smooth hook, the energy sort of drops, but not too much. And then it picks up right afterwards. So to the producers behind the track, and there's a few of them, Lish Beats, Stereo 14, SB, Brother Sue, props to you. This is definitely one of the group's best tracks, for real. So props to you for coming up with this song. In the lyrics, and this is what I absolutely love about this song, it's the contrast. Because in the lyrics, it sounds really tough and really, really cool, but it's a love song. It's all about putting it all on the line for that girl, wanting to protect them, giving them everything, and just being there for them no matter what. And that's coming up next. Monsta X with All In, and after that, it's from Taiwan. We have from Taiwan, Cindy Wang with BFF.
Thank you.
약간 그만 지킬 수 있습니까 그만 몇 번은 쓰러지고 다쳐 항복 받아내면 되는 겁니까 So yes sir 입술에 경례 너란 이름에 맹세를 해 장난 아니지 너 목숨 걸어 지켜줄게 목숨 걸어
너의 모든 게 다 perfect perfect 다른 여자들은 no thanks no thanks 나는 오직
내가 좀 무섭게 생겼어도 girl 어려워 말은 너의 말이면 다 들어 girl 내 표현이 좀 많이 썩으로써 주헌 내게 내 자신의 모든 걸 걸어
모든 게 다 난 완벽하니까 난 네가 필요해 난 너만 있으면 돼 기대해 봐 넌 내 여자니까
그 자리에서 기다려
내 모든 걸 다 all in 너를 가질 수 있다면 넌 뭐든 난 너에게만 너는 거짓말이 아니야 지금부터 나는 너에게 나의 모든 것만 다 걸어 내 시간과 돈 다 걸어 나는 너에게만 걸어 지금부터 나는 너에게 내 전부 다 걸어
That was Monsta X with All In, and right after that was Cindy Wong with BFF, Best Friends Forever. It's an alternative to the usual subject matter of Mandarin songs. Rather than being about love, it's about the strong bond of girlfriends, best friends who are girls, no sort of romantic relationship, and it's more or less describing how when your significant other ignores you, you can rely on your best friends to always be there for you, to always support you, and as long as you feel good, then they're happy for you. It's not every day that you hear a song celebrating friendship rather than love, especially within Mandarin music, where that is very much the staple. Hey, it is now, once again, that time of the week where we check out just some of the latest news to come out of the Asian entertainment world. It's Asian entertainment news. So first up, South Korean boy band Big Bang celebrates 10 years since debut. So the YG boy band Big Bang debuted in 2016. In the summer of 2006, 10 years ago. To celebrate the decade since their debut, they're releasing a movie called Big Bang Made. The movie was filmed during their 2015 world tour. The film will offer behind-the-scenes looks at their tour, at their performances, and the film is also reported to show their discussion as a group whether or not to renew their contract with YG Entertainment. So the members themselves have reportedly asked for the filming to take place as naturally as possible. So this sort of news is just very cool. It's very rare that you hear about boy bands anywhere, regardless of where they're from or, and where they perform, that have lasted as long as Big Bang has. The average sort of, I guess, lifespan of a boy band of any kind, or at least your run-of-the-mill boy band, is usually around 5 or 6 years, and then they sort of disappear into obscurity. Maybe one of them gets a little bit more famous afterwards, but that's, again, rather unheard of. We have here with Big Bang a group that has gone that has been going strong for the past decade, really, and the individual members themselves are successful solo in their own ways. They have different styles, and then it's just these collections of personalities that have managed to draw in so many fans over the years. And hopefully this is, maybe they will be the one to last even longer, because right now in South Korea, the longest running boy band to have continuous careers without taking into consideration brief hiatuses because the members had to do their military service in South Korea, and without taking into consideration anything else that happened, the longest continually performing boy band in South Korea to this day is still Shinhwa, and they've been together getting close to 20 years, and that's more than twice as long as Big Bang. But maybe Big Bang will continue on and they will really break the meta of boy bands lasting for about 5 years. So moving on, this is also related in YG. To some degree, Chinese internet companies are investing in the Korean record label. So recent media reports have been saying that Chinese internet company Tencent Holdings and ticketing firm Weiying Technology have inked a deal to invest millions of dollars to partner with YG Entertainment. The companies now hold a portion of YG's shares, collectively around 13%. And the deal will allow YG to further expand the activities of its actors and its musicians into China, as well as help in the discovering and nurturing of Chinese artists. Tencent, they say that they're looking forward to working with YG to sate the appetite for Korean entertainment of Chinese fans. The total investment by Tencent and Weiying is about $85 million. Now, for the past few years, we've seen increasing collaboration, especially within the entertainment industry, between Korea and China. Examples include Running Man China, the Chinese version of the very, very popular variety program in South Korea, Running Man, and there are other programs that have been adapted for Chinese viewers as well. It ultimately is a beneficial partnership for both of these parties. Korea gets to tap into the vast Chinese market, which means that they get to make more money from their actors, from their musicians, from whichever acts they decide to send into China to take part in that side of the Asian entertainment business. China learns how Korean entertainment gets its mass appeal. They learn how to market. They learn how to brand their artists in a way, their own acts in a way that they have a more global appeal, which is something that South Korean entertainment has done very, very well, considering how Korean dramas, Korean music have become so big within the past decade. Ultimately, though, for me, I just want to see more collaboration between Chinese and Korean artists. We've had such collaborations in the past, and I would like to see more of those. We are ultimately part of the same world. We are really becoming more and more of the same entertainment industry, seeing how connected that these two areas have become. It's happened in the past, it can happen again, and some of those past collaborations have yielded some very, very good products, some very, very good material. So more of that, please, if you're listening right now. So that will do it for this week's Asian Entertainment News. Tune back in next time when we cover some more news and take a look at some more headlines. But for now, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we got more music on Asian Wave 101. Stick around, don't go anywhere.
I got a stack of records here, a stack of records there. I got records scattered all over everywhere, but I'm looking.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting independent music for over 30 years, and it keeps on living by joining efforts with local music supporters such as Vinyl Records. You can find a selection of Vinyl Records' featured albums on the back cover of Discorder and can support your favorite local bands and artists by purchasing their records. For more information on their vast selection of new, used, and rare music, go to vinylrecords.ca.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man, good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Back here live on Asian Wave 101, your dedicated weekly source for some of the best and latest in Asian music and entertainment news. I'm your host, Steve Zhang. Thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. And for more music, I have our Canadian Artist of the Week. They're a local rock band from right here in beautiful Vancouver, Canada, Cry of Silence. Now, this song is a little bit older. It's from 2010, their 2010 album Influence, and the song is called Running in Circles. So what I love about this band is the fact that they always try to make positively charged music, that they always try to make it uplifting in even the smallest way. It's meant to make you feel better, to kind of be there for you in a day when you're feeling down. This is the song that really puts a lot of positive energy in you so that you can keep going forward, smile, and not be afraid of tomorrow and what that'll bring. So let's check it out now. Cry of Silence with their song Running in Circles. That was Cry of Silence with Running in Circles from their 2010 album Influence. Very positively charged music, very inspirational. It's just meant to give you that sort of kick on a bad day. So definitely go and check them out some more. Check out this band and some of their latest material. And of course, support independent music. Support independent local artists from right here in Vancouver. Now, moving on, we have some more music from the other side of the Pacific. From Taiwan, it's indie rock band Mayday and their new single, Party Animal. Now, this is in the hard rock style. It's very fast-paced. And in the song, they describe partying and celebrating, going crazy and having fun in order to forget. Forget that life can be hard. Forget the troubles and the consequences of the actions. It's just an overall fun song. They say that we were born party animals and that it is our duty to keep partying until dawn. Now, 1 month ago, on May 1st, that was the Asian Wave 101 second anniversary. A full 2 years of this show on CITR on the airwaves and me talking in your ear about music that you may not have heard before. So I was absent during the anniversary due to several other commitments that took most of my time from school and work. So let's consider this the celebration of that two-year anniversary. No going crazy. But it's always a good time on Asian Wave 101. Mayday with Party Animal coming up next.
Let's go party, party, your neighbor. Oh, hey, lonely, lonely, goodbye. Oh, 我们都有觉悟, 有疯狂到日出, 我们今生就是. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's go party party all night, whoa, oh, and many many good times, whoa, oh, 不愿变当宠物, 宁愿变成怪物, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, 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 这动物是否麻木你忘了笑还忘了那哭但心被驯服换了一年几块却没有进步黑白的动物无论你是猫咪老虎麻雀蝙蝠都有骄傲都有大步 Let's go party party all night whoa.
Mayday with Party Animal on Asian Wave 101. Something to celebrate 2 years of Asian Wave 101. Thanks for all the support. It's what keeps me going. Thanks for supporting the station, for supporting community radio and alternative musical choices. It really is the support of the listeners that keeps us going. So thank you so much. Here's to perhaps another 2 years of Asian Wave 101. And maybe even more than that as well. Next up, from Japan, we have Crystal K and her track The Light from her album Shine, released in late 2015. It's sung in Japanese and English, and it's all about chasing the light. Chasing a dream, running towards a goal, running forward towards what you really want. It's about this constant desire for progress, never wanting to fall behind. It's a very inspirational song. Though it is very, very J-pop. It's very fast-paced, and it's in a more conventional pop sound. But that's what actually makes this song work. It really gives it a feeling that you're gaining speed. You see, after the verses, at the chorus, it adds on a little bit more instruments, and then it dies down a little bit, and then it adds up a little bit more. It's this constant up and down that really does give off this feeling of running, of this constant motion forward that puts your mind in a sort of state that says, you know what? Today is that day. I'm going to go after what I want, and nobody is going to stop me. So a little bit of inspiration for you. That's coming up next on Asian Wave 101, Crystal K with The Light. Sky's getting wider. I run faster now. Crystal K with The Light on Asian Wave 101, uplifting, inspirational song, reminding us to keep going forward, running forward, know what you want, keep at it. You are the one that makes it happen. Crystal's sound has actually changed a lot since she debuted more than 10 years ago. She used to have a very, very R&B sound, and that genre has sort of retreated to the underground music scene in Japan. Maybe there'll be a revival in Japan for that genre soon, or sort of like it has been occurring in South Korea. Though in South Korea, I should say it is more of a reinvention rather than a revival. So that will actually take us into the last song of the day. Now, if I may take a moment, I do have to say that there is a little bit of explanation that goes on behind this. So the song is called, in Korean, Non Onjena, which roughly translates to You Are Always. Now, this song is brand new, and it's original in its own way, but what it actually is that it's a reinterpretation of an older song that was released in South Korea some 20 years ago. So, this was released as part of a project, a televised music project hosted by Yoo Jae-suk and Yoo Hee-er, both of them very renowned figures within the entertainment scene in South Korea. So the project is called the 2U Project because both Yoo Jae-suk and Yoo Hee-er, they have the last name Yoo. And it's called 2U Project Sugarman. The entire concept behind this project and this show is that they go back in time to find these old songs, these old hits, these number one hits that were released by a band or an artist or just a solo artist that became very big at one point in South Korean music history, but then the artists themselves faded away into obscurity. And that's what they did with this one. The song, You Are Always, it was originally performed by a pop trio in South Korea called Mono. So they haven't been terribly active, and they are a good example of having that really one big hit and then gradually fading away into obscurity, where very few people outside of people who are growing up at that time when this song was released originally in 1994, people who heard that song then are aware of who they are now, but very few people within kind of the younger generation actually knows this band. So this new interpretation, this reinterpretation, is performed by Simon Dominic, Gray, and Hoodie. All three of these artists are signed under AOMG, which was founded by former pop idol, now R&B singer and hip-hop artist Jay Park. The song was produced by Gray, and it features his trademark style, some snappy snares, a hard-hitting bass drum, a really grooving bass line, and some light synthesizers and keyboards sprinkled on top of that. Hoodie, who is a female R&B singer that has been gaining some traction in South Korea lately and the newest addition to AOMG, she sings on this song, and she sings the lyrics that actually they are the original lyrics to this song and kind of in her own R&B style. And Simon Dominic comes in and contributes his own original rap lyrics. So the combination of those slick rhymes, Hoodie's voice, Gray's production makes this one of the best reinterpretations of any song that I have ever heard. It may be a cover, but it is very much capable of being its own song, of being an original. If I didn't know about this and you had told me that this was a cover, I would have said, what? So that's what we're going to end off with. And if you have requests for me at all, send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. If you have any thoughts on this week's news, don't hesitate to send it my way, asianwave101@gmail.com. I want to hear from you. So coming up next at 5 p.m., it's El Sonido Latin Roots with Daniel Hernandez. That's coming up next. Stay tuned for that. That's it for this week's Asian Wave 101. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Steve Zhang for CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, live from the UBC campus on unceded Musqueam territory. Thanks so much, and I will talk to you next time. Simon D, Gray, and Hoodie with You Are Always to play us out. Take care.
press the pause button 그래 나의 이기적이었던 선택 내 자리 지켜내는 일 그땐 그 무엇보다 첫 번째 사랑할 때가 아니라고 느낀 건 그 이유가 제일 커 각자 시간에 가짜일지 나 왜 친적 없다고 게임 끝 헤어진 바로 다음날 떠난 바빠지 슬플 틈 없이 너에게 미안한 게 안 없어져 주말엔 dream too much 이별한 대가로 얻은 more money and the better life 대신 최고의 기분을 못 느껴 혼자가 되고 점점 내려가 damn
네가 떠난 그 모습 그대로
다시 돌아갈 때 너만 괜찮다면 맘 여전하다면 좀 천천히 걸어갈게 yeah, 너가 없는 요즘에 You hoping everywhere But I don't care 내게 너와 이제 말고는 be a man 여주인공 한없이 홀로 살아가는 나의 드라마는 모노 네가 비화려했던 내 삶은 지금 찰리 채플린 무비같이 모노 네 품 말곤 편한 곳이 없더라 내 맘 붙일 때가 후회하지 네가 뱉던 베개 옆에서 숨 쉴 때가
네가 떠나 그 모습 그대로
Do you like Friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gives you all kinds of deals with our friends on Main Street, including 10% off at Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Devil May Wear, Red Cat Records, Woo Vintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Thank you. Good evening and welcome to El Sonido Latin Roots on CITR Radio 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory in Vancouver. Today's show, we're going to explore a very interesting fusion of experimental Latin groove, everything ranging from an Argentinian interesting mix with like different piano and keyboard sounds to Colombian, really sort of archaic and undiscovered, very, very primitive and lost records, to Brazil.